ABC's Mark Remillard joining us from New York right now live. And I got to tell you, Mark, this announcement seems like it just came out of the blue. Big announcement today from the CDC. What's the latest?
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise, it seems, given 16 days ago, the CDC had updated its mask guidance. So here we are again, just a little over 2 weeks later, with them now saying that if you're fully vaccinated, you can ditch wearing the mask in virtually any situation, indoors, outdoors, small crowds, large crowds. They say it really doesn't matter, though they are carving out a few exceptions, particularly public transportation, including airplanes, buses, things like that. They still want to see masks worn in hospitals and in homeless shelters and places, prisons, things like that. But largely, they're saying if you are fully vaccinated, you can forego the mask. The interesting thing about this, though, is this is guidance. The CDC is not an enforcement agency. And so what this does is it almost creates more questions than it does answers, because this is the CDC guidance now saying you can forego the mask. But how do we verify that people are vaccinated? This is, I think, the remaining question. So you might see a lot of businesses continue to say that they want to see people wear masks inside, maybe movie theaters and sporting events and things like that, until we figure out a way to ensure that people are, in fact, vaccinated before they take off their mask.
It is kind of interesting, and as you mentioned, it does raise a lot of questions and create a lot of questions from people, especially when you have several governors across the country, like Governor Polis here in Colorado, that has his own mask mandate. What does that mean? The mask mandate is in place right now. Does this mean when that ends, this happens? Or can people conceivably go to a grocery store right now without a mask on?
So the states have their own ability, right, to enforce the mask mandate, it seems, at this point. And so this is CDC guidance. And so this does not supersede or negate state mask mandates. Now, many states follow the guidance from the CDC, though. So perhaps you'll start to see states like Colorado with Governor Polis change their mask mandates as a result of this guidance. Because the CDC, what they're saying here is that the decision came as a result of compounding bodies of evidence that they say show that the vaccines, as we know from the clinical trials, were effective. But now that we've seen something like 250 million first doses here in the U.S. and about at least 35% of the U.S. population now fully vaccinated, that they're seeing the real-world effect of it, that the vaccines truly are effective in the real world, the CDC says, and effective against some of the variants that have now become the dominant strains of COVID-19 here in the U.S. So they say this was the reason that they decided to change this policy, or at least, excuse me, not policy, but guidance on this. And so Perhaps you'll see states start to change their decisions. But, you know, states ultimately have their own authority and sovereignty, of course, to make decisions like this. And, of course, local businesses and private companies have some ability to regulate what happens on their own property. So it might be a while before you can really leave home without the mask, even though you might not be required or, under the guidance of the CDC, technically need it.
Absolutely. And I think that's what most people should keep in mind. It is the guidance. So I would imagine the governor's office is going to be looking at the guidance and then making their own announcement so that this can be sort of a transition. I was wondering what was going to happen when we got to this point, when the masks were going to be able to take off, how we were going to actually transition into telling people and letting people know it's safe. A good rule of thumb would be just wait until the local government starts to say, you know, we've got the guidance from the CDC. Let's go ahead and tell you, here's what we think we should do.
Yeah, and I think that the word from the federal government here is that this does not overrule or change local guidance on this. If your city or your county or your state has a mandate policy, that this does not change that. So certainly it would be incumbent on those entities to decide to change their policies. But many of those localities and states follow guidance from the CDC, and that's why this is significant, because the CDC guidance here has changed. But, you know, it may be a while before we get to a point where, because I think the biggest thing is, how do we verify this? I think that's a big question.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a government mandate that says you need to have the vaccine passport on you at all times. How do you ensure that. You know, so then what do people wear pins that say I'm vaccinated? Well, anyone can buy a pin someplace. So how do you start to verify that? That's, I think, where we get into some of the issues here. And I think that that's what kind of needs to be ironed out. And perhaps it will work itself out. And what I mean by that is, as the U.S. gets more vaccinated, as we start to reach the herd immunity level, you know, the presumption might be that that we are in a position where, when you're walking down the street, the majority of people you're passing are vaccinated, whereas that might not be the case right now. 35% of Americans fully vaccinated. And so perhaps when the presumption is that most people walking around are vaccinated, perhaps that will change culturally and a shift in many private entities' minds that, hey, it's time to lift this. But I think in the near term, I wouldn't be surprised if you leave home without the mask. You might have issues when you try to walk into a business somewhere.
Yeah. And it might also help people get vaccinated, because they're going to go, oh, I don't want to wear my mask anymore. I'm going to go get vaccinated. So maybe that would prompt somebody to go get vaccinated rather than offering million dollar lottery type to, you know, giveaways and things like that. They just don't have to wear their mask. I'll go get vaccinated.
Yeah. You know, the CDC was asked that today. They said that this was not the reason that they decided to do this, though I'd love to be a fly on the wall at these CDC meetings to see how much that played. But you're right. This is, I think, periphery. It's hard as a peripheral benefit. It's hard to deny that that is a benefit and an incentivizer for people that might be on the fence or maybe just said, I didn't really care to fight the hassle of getting an appointment to go do it yet. And so now this is saying, look, you can, for most instances, return to normal. And I think the other big thing is, even if you still have to wear a mask when you go to the movie theaters, this really opens up a lot of possibilities for barbecuing with family and friends over the summer and things like that. You know, a lot of those possibilities open up again, because CDC is saying, look, take off your mask and it's fine if you are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, no question about it. Great information as always, Mark. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks.